Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Just Our Luck podcast. I am your host, Key, and you're probably wondering what this is. Well, let me tell you. You are listening to probably, and fingers crossed, I truly hope, the best place of information to get on how exactly us fresh, spry, young adults are supposed to be maneuvering this pandemic, this global phenomenon. We've heard it once. I'm gonna say it. These unprecedented times. And I mean, I'm just saying, I think I have a pretty solid place to speak from because I am the class of 2020. Yes, womp womp. I graduated in May 2020 amongst the pandemic. I went from enjoying my last semester of college in a suburb of New Jersey to finishing a graphic design class online. Yes, how exactly that worked? No idea. Couldn't tell you. Can't remember. To having a fake graduation online and then having to figure out how exactly I was securing a job in media. Yeah, nobody writes a script for this. I mean, not yet, at least. We'll probably be seeing this in TV shows and movies in the coming months and years. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. Just Our Luck is really a simple place you can come to that's going to give you a realistic view of what graduating during a pandemic looks like. So yes, class of 2020 went through it. Unfortunately, class of 2021, you'll be going through it too. I know we thought this would last 2 weeks and then we'd be back to normal. Obviously, that's not the case. We're approaching a full 365 days of COVID-19. And while we are waiting on government and God knows who else to make this go away, we have to work with what we got. So I'm just here to, you know, provide interviews ranging from a lot of my friends, if we're being honest, about what adult, quote unquote, adult life is looking like right now. So I'm going to be talking to people who are employed in their desired career field, people who are still unemployed, people who have a job just for the resume, but they know there's somewhere else they want to be. And yes, even the graduate students, what the heck is getting a master's looking like right now? Zoom University, personally, I don't know her, but those will be the interviews in the coming weeks as we are on this journey of figuring out how we're supposed to pay bills and live. What a joke. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. This pandemic didn't need to happen, but here we are. Hopefully, I can just be a tool of guidance. No self-pity is allowed here. Trust me, my mom was tired of hearing my wallowing cries of being unemployed, but here we are. And hopefully, you know, you're going to find some use out of this, and I hope you do too. So stick around as we get into the episode. All right. So one thing I've personally noticed amongst this global pandemic is the rise of LinkedIn influencers. And not saying that there wasn't any before, but how many times are we going on LinkedIn? We're going on, I mean, even Instagram and seeing people who are giving resume tips and cover letter strategies and ideas. And while that is so helpful, these are also coming from people who honestly are not fresh out of college, thought they were stepping into the new world, hitting the workforce and getting right into it. So that's what Just Our Luck is here for. So we might as well just get into it about me. I am almost 23 years old, just graduated. As I said, I went to Seton Hall with a undergrad in business administration, concentration in marketing, a minor in graphic design and advertising, and a certificate in market research. However, it was probably about halfway through my junior year, I realized that media was my speed. Media was my jam. I love creative anything. That's why I minored in graphic design. The energy I got walking into my art class versus quantitative decision making. You see where I'm getting at here. So I always knew that I wasn't going to be stuck behind a desk doing a computer, working on a computer and chugging along. So just some guidance on where I am right now. Currently in February of 2021, I am working as an entry-level associate at a media agency. It's called digital investment. So essentially I'm working for a luxury client. And I'm part of a team responsible for the paid digital advertising. So when you go on websites and you see the banners and squares of insert company here and ads, I'm a part of that process of reaching out to partners, vendors, websites, you know, publications that really gain a lot of traction and have a lot of engagement. And I'm responsible for developing a media plan and more technical data things like trafficking things out, measuring impressions, blah, blah, blah. But if we're being completely honest, I didn't get to where I am right now until November of 2020. Yes, I went May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 7 whole months not working where I wanted to be. Where was I, you asked? Oh, just your favorite local wax chain. And while I met amazing people and people who made my day every week, honestly, every day, I was going home thinking, I don't want to be here. This isn't what I got a degree for. This isn't what I want to do. And I'm not knocking anyone who wants to be an esthetician, a waxer, anything like that. But there's just this certain mood you get in when you're doing something you hate. And I hated it. But I made the decision with my best friend to move out. You can call it. Honestly, it was manifestation. We wanted to move out pre-pandemic, and then pandemic happened. Unemployment blessed my bank account as a still in college student who didn't have bills because, shout out to my parents, I was commuting from home at the time, but I was able to save my money, pray for the best. If we're being honest, my original timeline, I was moving out August and I was fingers crossed, hoping, praying that I was going to get a job October, really September. Well, really, if we're being honest, I really thought I was going to have a job come the summer. And that process in itself was a hot mess. And no shade to any of the HR people I got to meet along the way of applying, interviewing, doing media tests. But it was honestly quite ghetto and I never want to do it again. But, you know, here we are. Everything happens for a reason. And I think going through getting ghosted by HR people. Yeah, you heard me. Ghosted. You know, for me to realize that maybe I am supposed to be learning something through this. I knew everything wasn't going to be roses and sunshine, but you know, when you're doing a follow-up email like they tell you to do on LinkedIn and no one is getting back to you, it hurts a little bit. I'm just putting that out there. So just to back it up, looking, you know, back at my time of fall, summer, spring of trying to figure out what the heck was going on. What exactly was I doing? Well, my senior year, I had secured I interned at another media company summer 2019, and the team loved me so much that they were like, hey girl, if you trying to come back for a full-time job, hit us up. You don't need an interview. You pretty much got the job. And honestly, that was a dream come true because having friends who are in finance, accounting, blah, 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 numbers, 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 you see people who can secure a job in October and they're not starting until the summer. And you're like, okay, when's that gonna happen to me? So, you know, that was such an exciting moment. And at the time, I was actually graduating a semester early. However, in my opinion, I thought that the media company that wanted me was paying a little too low. In hindsight, it was, you know, what media companies are going to pay entry-level people. Unfortunately, I decided to just take two more classes, finish out, you know, getting my market research certificate and just hoping that I would be able to secure something that was higher paying come May 2020. Well, here we are. That was not the case. I, you know, was enjoying life. Pandemic happened and I thought, oh, wow. Oh, here we are. This is something. And literally, ever since, I want to say March, April, that person I was in contact with, you know, keeping them updated that I'd be graduating May 2020, the pandemic happened, you know, he's, you know, trying to be as transparent with me as possible, telling me there's no open roles right now, but if you check back on a monthly basis, you know, hopefully something will happen by then. May, June, July, August, it was always, let's reconnect again in a month. And eventually I was like, all right, I can't do this anymore. So I hopped on the LinkedIns, the Glassdoors, the company websites, and I tried, girl, I freaking tried. When I tell you that it was looking slow. I will say I was able to secure interviews, and that is like the peak of your excitement in a pandemic. Life is the same every day, but all of a sudden you get an email and it's like, oh, we like you. You should interview with us. And then you're like, oh, duh, here's my availability. It's 9 to 5. I have nothing to do. And you get so excited. And then you do the interview and you think you kill it. And then they ghost you. I'll say for this one nonprofit I interviewed with, I feel like I started around August, September, that I was able to secure my first interview. I interviewed with different people on the team a total of 5 times. And that's how I know they like you. When you're just talking to essentially an entire team of people with various, you know, capacities within that team, you know you're getting far. And your girl was getting cocky. I was like, oh, you know, this hiring manager knows someone who's in my sorority, so he has a positive connotation, period. You're like, oh, I'm killing these Zoom phone interviews, period. Then a month goes by. Yes, a month. And I'm like, okay, so type, follow-up email, nothing. Type, hey, want to know what's going on? You know, politely and professionally, of course. And they tell you that they're still interviewing people, but, you know, you're really top of mind and blah, 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 until you get that dreaded email. Oh, Kimani, you are so amazing and everyone loves you, but, you know, we did go with somebody else. But of course, I'm going to keep you in mind for any future opportunities. Womp, womp. You know, definitely, I will say I love to think I'm an optimist, but if we're being honest, I'm more of a realist with a dash of pessimism. So I kind of felt that coming. And after that, you know, I was able to secure another interview with a media agency, and they literally ghosted me. Like, I did my interview. I had my interview with the HR person. Then I had whatever general interview for that team. And then they just didn't respond to me after that. I did my professional follow-up email, crickets. And let the record show, I didn't even want to work for that media company anyway, because one of their clients was insert aquarium here that abuses their whales. But your girl was going to do what she had to do to get a check. And you too would do it for a check, precisely. So that was a dud. My self-esteem went. And, you know, I'm just being honest. I think the best thing that this podcast can bring is that we obviously know not everything is perfect, But we don't know not everything is perfect until, you know, we hear somebody tell their experience or we hear someone say how their mental health was. Girl, May, June, when we were all in the house, mask on, going to the park for socialization, I was over here like, okay, this is cute and all, and I'm saving money by not being at the club, but I would like to be employed. You know, it really just irks at you. And someone who I will say I do have anxiety, I'm always planning my future and not in the, you know, I want to be set up in 5 years and then get married and then buy a house. But I just am such a creative person and I know where I have an idea of seeing myself. And when you're not there or feeling like you're being productive of being there, it really drives you nuts. It does. So, you know, even before I graduated, I had a graphic design project where I was like, I like this, this is good. And then I submitted my project and I was like, I need another creative outlet, girl. So of course I found TikTok, but in conclusion, it just helps you, you know, realize that to a certain degree, we're all going through the same thing. And that's so corny. And nobody wants to hear that. And I did not want to hear that coming from my mom, but it's true. You know, when you hear back to the 2008, when we had our recession, class of 2008 was struggling, girl. And this is, I guess, in my opinion, you know, my educated guesstimate, that this is the first time where we've had a generation of graduating students who were going through something like the class of 2008 on a massive scale. So here we are, you know, just because I got my entry-level job in a media agency doing something I know I want to do, I now know where I want to be in a year, 2 years. But of course, I say that and think that with caution because we don't know what the heck's going to happen in 2 years. But I'm just here to, you know, put in some perspective. You know, if I had somebody telling their real world experience of, you know, it's not even that I have a bad resume. It's not even that I have a bad cover letter. But I am in a very large pool of candidates because so many people are unemployed. And I'm not just talking about class of 2020, but what about the kids from class of 2019? What about the middle-aged adults, late 20 adults who also lost their job in a pandemic? We're all fighting for scraps, honey. And it's not cute out here. You know, it took me 7 months to get somewhere where I'm like, wow, okay, this is the first step. But unfortunately, the journey continues. As comfortable as I am right now, as happy as I am in this place and in this spot where I am in my life, I know it's not going to be like this for the next 10 years. And not that I want it to, but when you think about rise and grind Twitter coming at your neck because you want to, you know, work in corporate America or you just really don't want to be an entrepreneur, girl. Absolutely not. I did that in eighth grade with my best friend and I'm not going back. But it's just important to realize that you can get to where you want to go, but let's be a little realistic about it. I thought I was having my little job 2 months after graduation. It took seven. So please, all I can, you know, think to say is look at that resume again. Please type out the cover letter. I am so lazy when it comes to cover letters. And I think that is something we don't talk enough about. Cover letters are the most specific yet unattainable goal that I feel like companies have. You want me to talk about myself in a paragraph? When you can look at my resume, because my resume is good as hell, girl. You want me to tell you that I'm passionate. But how many other people are saying that I'm passionate? So have there been times when I've been writing, you know, filling out an application online and that cover letter doesn't have an asterisk by it? Have I not put a cover letter? Absolutely. You know, if any LinkedIn influencers hear that right now and cringe, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's only so many times I can go in and change the company, change the mission statement, change how my passions are relevant until I am just tired of tip-tapping on my Mac. So here we are, staring at each other. Now what? But yes, I really hope my little spiel on how I got to my first big girl job is somewhat helpful. I hope that, you know, providing a timeline of what the heck is going on, that sometimes it's not you. HR literally sucks and can't even tell you that you're no longer in consideration for a job. You know, like nobody's talking about that on LinkedIn. They're not. And I'm ready to air them out. Air them out. You know, maybe when I hit manager status at somewhere that I want to be, I'll be ready to do that. But in my little entry-level pool right now, I'm chilling. I'm not trying to test the waters. But in the future, HR, you can square out with me. And that's home, period. So thanks for listening to my short little spiel, and I'll be right back. All right, everyone. So you just heard my handy dandy, my BFF, my singing bowl. And singing bowls are a beautiful instrument that you can use in sound healing therapy and meditation during yoga, whatever you like. And I found it so quintessential during this pandemic, and as we keep going through this pandemic, because as we know, it's not over, but I just found it as such an important tool and piece in my mental health, in my sanity, just in my overall feeling in my body, and just the grounding that I've received from it. So I really hope that meant something to you. As I end off this podcast, I'm just going to be throwing in some lovely mindful mantras and quotes. And I really don't mean to be corny, guys, but once again, I just feel like we need weekly, daily reminders that where we are right now is where we're not going to be stuck in. Yes, this moment may be still and it may be stagnant, but it won't always be like this. So I, of course, for the very first episode of Just Our Luck, I will be concluding with my favorite quote of all time from Paulo Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist and many other books that I highly recommend. In it, he says, "And when you want something, all the universe will conspire with you to get it." So thank you, everyone, for listening to the very first episode. And I really do hope you stick around. It won't just be me blabbing on and on next time, I promise. Stay tuned. I have some friends who are about to finish getting their master's, specifically their MBA. Another friend who is, you know, looking to make it to the media entertainment industry as well. And another friend who's getting her master's in the science field. Yeah, like real science. Gross, I know. But anyways, guys, thanks for joining me, and I hope you all have a blessed, amazing, productive, and powerful week. Thank you so much. Bye.